USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Thousands of passengers on a cruise ship, the Diamond Princess, have been stuck on the ship in Japan for weeks because of a coronavirus outbreak. But some Americans on that quarantine vessel may get to go home today, but they'll again be placed in quarantine when they get back. The U.S. providing a charter flight for them, but some, like Matthew Smith of California, want to finish their quarantine out on the ship, saying the conditions there are nicer than at the military base quarantine facility they'd probably be taken to stateside.
We have a nice stateroom. We have access to the balcony. We are fed well. They provide all the necessities we need in there.
Smith was speaking on Fox News. A nightclub shooting in Hartford, Connecticut early today leaves one person dead and five people wounded. Police have released few details. It's not clear if the shooter is in custody. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
In Mississippi, authorities say the flooding in Jackson is historic. The Pearl River, which runs through the state's capital, has risen nearly 36 feet. It's nearly 8 feet above flood stage, expected to crest today. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. Firefighters investigating the cause of a fire that destroyed a historic New Jersey church early today, the over 100-year-old Shiloh Baptist Church in Elizabeth. Fire Chief Thomas McNamara.
It's sad. It's a sad day when you have you have a church that catches on fire, especially one that's pretty much destroyed.
He says arson investigators have been called in. Iraqi military officials say several rockets struck near the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad early today. They struck an Iraqi base where U.S. troops are housed. U.S. military officials say the attack caused no casualties, though. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
In a CNN interview, the president of Ukraine is pleading for President Trump to stop calling his country corrupt. President Vladimir Zelensky saying he wishes President Trump would stop it, as it's no longer true. And Zelensky says they've worked hard for years in Ukraine to change that image. The president has repeatedly referred to the country as corrupt, saying that's why U.S. military aid was briefly withheld. Major League Baseball shortstop Tony Fernandez, most known for his time with the Toronto Blue Jays, has died after suffering a stroke in his native Dominican Republic. The five-time All-Star was a member of the team that won the 1993 World Series, and he was a fan favorite in Toronto. He retired in 2001 after having also played with the Mets, Reds, Yankees, Indians, Padres, and Brewers. Another honor for the late Kobe Bryant, as NBA Commissioner Adam Silver says that the All-Star Game MVP will now be named the Kobe Bryant MVP Award. The All-Star Game is coming up later today. And the 62nd running of the Daytona 500 takes place in Daytona Beach today to open the NASCAR season. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is on the pole for the race. He's joined up front by Alex Bowman, and Joey Logano is in third position. Fox is broadcasting the race, and it starts at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.